if you're trying to get through a road somewhere, somebody might say, well, the highway department's got their jackhammers out there and their blockades, and that road is just all
messed up.
Or what up? Something else up.
Dug up.
Okay, or
torn up.
Yeah, okay. If you give somebody, say a girl, a bracelet for a present, and she's just looking at it, you might say, well, don't just look at it. Go ahead and
put it on.
Mm-hmm. And this verb, I'm talking about unusual things that you might be able to perform. Somebody might say, can you really
do that?
Yeah. Well, yesterday I
did it.
And I have
done it
plenty of times. Okay. Let's say if you're just sitting on the sofa, somebody's sitting next to you, and you haven't opened your mouth, and all of a sudden he says, what's that you said? You might say, me? I said
nothing.
Oh, I thought you said
something.
Mm-hmm. Talking about unusual things, you might say, well, I've never heard of
that before.
Blank things.
Those things.
Or things.
A what?
Begins with an S. I've never heard of
such things.
Yeah, okay. All right. Talking about a person who has ridden a horse and has been thrown, you might say, well, he got thrown one time and he's been scared of horses ever
since.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If somebody knocked out a plate glass window, you might say, that wasn't an accident. He did that
on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this verb, if you need to know some information, I might say, well, I'm sorry, I can't help you. You'll have to go somebody else.
To someone else.
And them a question.
Ask them.
Yeah. He me yesterday, and I didn't know.
Asked me yesterday. Yeah.
And if he's done it several times, he has.
Asked.
Yeah. All right. And if boys get irritated at each other, they might begin to
fight.
Yeah. Yesterday they
fought
all day, and they have every time they've seen each other.
They've fought ever since.
They have
fought.
Yeah. Okay. Take a big knife and you did what to somebody?
Stab.
Okay. Do you have any names for big knives?
Butcher knives.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the only name I've ever used.
Okay. And if the teacher comes in the classroom and there's a funny picture of her on the board, she might turn around the class and say, okay, who?
True.
Mm-hmm. And to get a heavy weight up on the roof of a house, you might rig up a block and tackle and do what it up.
Cool.
All right. Another word that begins with an H there that you could use.
Harness.
Or
something. Host.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. The end is inside. I'd say no more about 10 minutes. Okay. Celebrate. What would you say in the way of greeting somebody in the morning when you see them? Say about 10 o'clock.
Good morning.
All right. What would be the latest you'd say that?
About 11:50.
Okay. And after the part of day after morning, you call that the
afternoon.
Is there a time after that?
Evening.
Okay. When does the afternoon stop and the evening begin?
Afternoon stops around 6. Evening begins around 6.
Okay. What would you say to someone when you're leaving them during the daytime?
Good night.
During the daytime?
What do you mean? What part of the day?
When the sun's still shining.
Good evening.
Okay. Alrighty. Is that when you're leaving somebody or?
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Okay. Okay. And if a farmer gets out to work very early before the sun, before you can see the sun, he would say that he got out to work before
sunrise.
Okay. And if he stayed out until
the sun rose.
Okay.
Sunset.
Sure. Okay. If he gets out very early, he might say that we got out before the sun
rose.
Yeah. When is the sun going to, same word, when is the sun going to
rise?
Yeah, it has already
risen.
Yeah. All right. Today, let's say, is Saturday is today, so Friday.